Delta Junction farmer Scott Mugridge has to throttle up when he steers his tractor onto a muddy and partially submerged field to scatter some hay for the 50 or so hungry cows and calves there. Mugridge grows hay and feed for his 600 head of cattle, and he sells the rest to livestock owners around the state. But he worries he may not have any surplus this year because cooler than average temperatures last month kept his fields mostly covered with snow until the last week or so. And he says unless it warms up quickly, it'll take a couple of more weeks, at least, before the meltwater soaks in and the mud dries enough to begin planting hay and barley.
We're a long way from planting this year. You know, the next step is going to be getting enough heat in that soil to sprout any crop to start with.
Phil Kaspari is the Delta Area UAF Cooperative Extension Service agent, and he says the presence of all that snow and slush on fields around the area means farmers aren't going to be able to get those plants in the ground anytime soon.
We normally like to be in the field really making good progress around May 10th, and that isn't going to happen.
Kaspari says grains like barley should be planted by May 25th to enable it to mature enough to ensure a good harvest, and also because that's the cutoff date for farmers to be eligible for a full crop insurance payout if the growing season turns out poorly again.
Last year, with all of the snow that we had, a lot of guys didn't get started until the 22nd, 23rd. And we had that late July frost and then that early August frost.
Mugridge says farmers were already dealing with problems left over from the pandemic, like a sluggish supply chain and high fuel and fertilizer costs. And he says if cool weather persists, farmers are facing the prospect of a third consecutive year of poor harvest.
When we have these late plantings, we hope we have an extended late fall or something, but we really haven't had those either.
A late spring warm-up doesn't mean the growing season will extend later into the fall, says Rick Toman, a climate specialist with the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Center for Climate Assessment and Policy. But he says this summer's long-term forecast suggests it'll be warmer than usual in the interior and that rainfall will be about average.
The odds tilt to favor significantly above normal.
Toman says he understands why farmers would like temperatures to warm up as quickly as possible, but he says gradual warming is better to reduce the chances of flooding.
With the deep snowpack with the very cold April, were we to have temperatures, in the 70s, which at this time of year is entirely possible, that would be a real recipe for serious breakup flooding.
Mugridge is president of the Alaska Farm Bureau, and he says farmers around the state are dealing with the same problem. He says he's encouraged by higher temperatures over the past few days in the interior that have melted most of the snow on his fields, and he's glad to hear about the warmer than usual summer forecast.
We can still get there this year. I mean, we may be late, but maybe we'll have the fall that'll make a bountiful crop.
That's a hope shared by all of Alaska's farmers and livestock producers. Meanwhile, Mugridge says he'll continue to use last year's harvest to keep his cows contented. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.